Sunday, April 29th, 2012, this is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and today we're going to be talking about changing up your sales routine. Now, we all have a sales routine when you think about it, and being that this is Sunday when you're listening to this, we're about to enter a new work week, and guess what? We all have that routine that we tend to cling to. Now, if your routine's working for you, all right, I still want you to listen to this because there might be some things that perhaps you could attack a little bit differently. So, as usual, lots to cover. Let's get right down to business. Item number one, I want you to think about something. There are three things that you must be obsessed with as a sales professional. And I don't use that word lightly. I actually use it quite intentionally. Obsessed with. You need to be obsessed with these three things. I want you to write them down, and I want you to think about them. The first thing is, obviously, new account acquisition. We have to hunt new business opportunity and continually look for new business. That's the first thing that we have to be, remember the magic word, obsessed with. The second thing that we have to be obsessed with, in fact, I'm obsessed with saying the word obsessed today. The next thing that we have to be obsessed with is simply not just bringing in new business and having it as we bring it in the front door, exit through the back door because we can't hang on to it. We have to make sure that we're doing things to retain the business that we're getting, right? That's very, very important. Last but not least, we want to grow the business. So bringing on new business, keeping that business, and growing that business. So with that in mind, I want you to take a look at your week and take an honest look at that week. And by the way, this is item number two that we're talking about right now. And you need to make sure that as you look at the week and as you look at your schedule and what your either your formal plan was for the week, or if you're a seat of your pants kind of winging it type of person, take a look at your week and make sure that there is a high percentage of your time being dedicated to those three things that you have to be obsessed with. And guess what? If you don't, it's a great time right now to adjust your week before it's game time. Sunday is a great day to do that. So that's one thing that you can do with that. But here's something else you can do. As the week progresses and as you're knee deep in the game and you're in this week and you're trying to conquer the world as we all do, make sure that whatever you're doing is focusing on, or at least the highest percentage of your time possible is being spent on those three things. Remember, bringing on new business, keeping the business, growing the business. And if you're not focusing on those things, then as it's game time, be aware. The first step is always awareness. Change your activity to something that speaks to one of those three things if you can. We can't always do it. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of times when we can. It's a time management thing, right? So let's go on to the next item. Schedule your money activities and take insurance. Take out an insurance policy. Now, what I mean by that, now let's start with this whole scheduling your money activities. If we know, again, here I am, I'm really obsessed with those three things this week. I admit it, folks. If we are looking at bringing on new business and keeping that business and growing that business, we need to schedule that time. Part of the problem with a lot of the sales professionals and business owners that I coach, the biggest challenge they have is that they're kind of doing everything else. And if there's time left over, well, then I'll get to the things that are going to grow my business and keep my business and so on. Well, try the opposite approach. Try getting it on the calendar, as in Tuesday from 3:30 to 5, as in Wednesday from 9:45 until 11 a.m., whatever your magic number is, or your magic time, if you will, get it on the calendar. Here's the insurance policy that you want to take out. If you are committing to a certain time that you're going to be doing these activities this week, right, and you're going to schedule them and get it on the calendar, you should take out an insurance policy. And what I mean by that, how about a little reminder that pops up on your iPhone or in your Outlook that says something along the lines of, hey, dude, are you doing the activity or is somebody taking your money right now? hey, are you, and I keep starting off with hey, but you could just like put a simple statement in there. Are you doing the thing you committed to? Are you making those calls? Are you going to see those three customers that you committed to? Or are you doing something else? And here's the big thing, folks. We all go off track. I do it. You do it. When you catch yourself going off track, all you have to do in that moment is just say, okay, BS, I'm not doing this anymore. I got to change my activity and get it back on track. And you know what? We can't always do that. I get it. In those instances that we can, then we adjust and we do it. In the instances where we can't, okay, no problem. But then let's make a note that, okay, I couldn't get to that today, but tomorrow I can move some things around to get my week back under control. So that's an important thing too. Let's move on to the next thing. This is a huge one, folks. I want you to circle this one. This is another one of those things, those moments where we're going to have those little arrows and circles saying, over here, dude, check this out. What you need to do is I want you to think about your week that's coming up. And this is kind of a thinking exercise in general. And think about your avoidance activity. And you know darn well what I'm talking about. The avoidance activity, the thing that you cling to when you don't want to deal. When you don't want to deal with those calls you have to make, or you don't want to deal with going to see that customer that you know it's been like forever since you've gotten there and had a chat and met with them face to face. You know what I'm talking about. And you know, it's funny. I'll just tell you a quick personal story. Has nothing to do with sales, but I think it illustrates the point. Here at my house, one of my avoidance activities that I love to do that really is about as useless as it gets, I'll find that when I'm avoiding something, I'll go out and I'll water the lawn, right? Watering the lawn. I mean, there's sprinklers for that, right? And yes, I like it because I can think and I'm outside and all that. But 9 out of 10 times I'm doing it because I want to avoid something else. I've identified that as an activity that I do when I want to avoid dealing with other things that I need to be doing. So what's your equivalent? What is your activity that's equivalent to watering the lawn, if you will? What's your avoidance activity? Now, for some sales reps, it's going back and hanging out in the shop, in the factory, in the plant. For other people, it's hanging out with the customers that just love them, right? And that are nice and safe for them, and they're just really cool to hang out with. But meanwhile, they're avoiding doing some of the other things. For some people, it's, I don't know, it's maybe just getting involved in chit-chatting with coworkers or whatever. But what is your avoidance activity that you do? So I want you to think about that. Oh, one last thing before I forget. For others, we kind of look at like administrative things and doing paperwork and working on things with emails and all that kind of stuff. Hey, these are good things. But is it necessarily the best thing I could be doing right now? Is that something that maybe I could be doing before or after hours on a lunch break, maybe at a scheduled admin time a little bit later? But more importantly, bigger picture time, folks. Am I doing it because it truly needs to be done now? It has this high level of urgency right now in the moment. Or am I doing it because I want to avoid the other things? So I want you to think about that as well. Identify that. Next, I want you to identify your hunting activities that need company. One of the biggest things that I see with people that I coach is that they have their favored hunting activity. So for many people, it's the phone. Other people, it might be sending out just lots and lots of emails and doing things on social networking or whatever. Hey, it's all good. I'm not here to bash any one of them. But I'm going to take the phone, for example, because I'm going to tell you that most of the people that I meet up with and I have a chance to coach are clinging to the phone. The phone's a great thing. Keep clinging to it. But your phone call is lonely. It needs some company. Are you utilizing and embracing an overall sales mix? And what I mean by that, in addition to the phone call, are you doing the emails? Are you doing the social networking? Are you doing some creative things? Let's remember to put some creative things in there. In fact, let's flag this as an action item right now. If we want to change up our sales routine, what's one creative thing that you're going to do this week to demonstrate your creativity? Because we're all great at telling people how creative we are, and we offer creative solutions and creative options for our clients. But you know what? We fail to demonstrate. A great place for you to demonstrate it is in the hunting of these accounts. That might be a great place to do it. Another little side thing, because I'm going off track a little bit, how about trying to look at how you're saying thank you to people? Everybody needs to be thanked for their business and thanked for opportunities. Are there some creative opportunities there for you to demonstrate that gratitude? So please think about that as well. Next, and we're almost done. Let's move on to the next one. I want you to look at the time that you typically hit the phone. So let's just say we're coming up on this week and you're saying to me, Paul, got it all scheduled. Boy, I'm typically on the phone 9:30 in the morning religiously every single day. And there's people like that. Gold star for you. But one thing that you might want to think about, perhaps you could change that up a little bit. If we're looking at changing things up, here's the deal with that. You might have tremendous success at 9:30 in the morning. Or you know what? There might be people listening to this and saying, no, Castain, the morning stinks for me. I'm great at lunchtime. Other people tell me after hours. Other people tell me specific days of the week or whatever. Well, first of all, I think you're limiting yourself by always doing it at the same time. Why? Because it might not be the best time for your prospects. And you cannot make a universal blanket statement and tell me that every one of your prospects is always going to be available at 9:30. And every one of your prospects is always going to be available on this particular day. My suggestion is you change it up a little bit. And maybe try to do some other times, because you don't want to limit your opportunities. But there's something else, folks. You don't ever want to be predictable. And if you're always the person that's always calling Tuesdays at 10:30, you become the Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. dude or dudette that calls, and people see you coming 1,000 miles away. You need to break it up. And also, too, there's a psychological benefit to this. As sales professionals, we kind of, and I've been mentioning this a lot, and I always preface with the same thing, no disrespect, I'm not trying to be sarcastic to people that have a serious ADD problem, but it is an ADD world right now. All of us have it to some degree. In other words, lots of things coming at us, we're kind of moving in all different directions. I believe salespeople are wired this way. We don't want to do the same thing over and over and over again. That's one of the benefits to being in sales, that we can change things up. We can be out in the field sometimes instead of glued to a desk. Other times when we're kind of done with the out in the field thing, well, we have the option to be at the desk or to change it up and try a different sales activity. It's no different with us. So you never, ever want to be continually doing nothing but the same things over and over and over again. You have to change that up too. The next thing that you want to do. And this is going to start to wrap it up. It's a quick podcast today. I want you to think about something. I want you to take an honest look in the mirror as you go forward this week. And I want you kind of like a pick one from column A and one from column B. The column A thing that you're going to pick, it's kind of like a Chinese menu that we have going on this week, are your strengths. Look at the things that you do to generate business, right? That you just think that you are like on a scale from 1 to 10, you're like a 10 plus. You're like, remember that amp in, and this is Spinal Tap? I was talking about that on a blog post recently. You're like an 11. So look at that and look at where you are already kicking butt. And a quick time out on that. People always ask me, Paul, I was taught to focus on the areas where I need improvement, not the areas where I'm already doing well. I think that's a huge mistake. That is a limiting belief. We don't ever want to focus so much of our attention on improving areas where we need so much help and so much attention that we don't continue to get things from good to great or great to phenomenal, right? Or get it to that 11, so to speak, or that maybe get it to 20. So you want to look at one area where you're kicking butt right now. And you also want to go the other way, which is what we talked about before, and take an area where you just need a lot of improvement, where it's like on a scale from 1 to 10, it's like a minus 11, where you just need a lot of polish in that area. And here's what you can do going into this week. If you want to change things up, commit to a daily one and one, a daily actionable or action items where you take one quick action item to get better in an area where you're kicking butt and get better in an area where you're not kicking butt, where your butt's getting kicked. And every single day, you're going to dedicate yourself to getting better in those areas. And there's so many ways you can do it, folks. You can Google For example, if I wanted to get better at phone, I might Google phone tips. If I needed to get better at my time management, I could Google time management tips. I could go on Amazon.com and I could look up some books that might be on that subject and maybe purchase one. The other thing that you can do is look around you and look at people who are kicking butt in those areas where you can model them and you could maybe get them on a phone. It could be a coworker. It could be a top performing rep at your company that you could pick their brain. So those are things that you can do. But the most important thing, and this is where there's just a huge, huge disconnect with a lot of people, it's not about the learning about this stuff, folks. That's just part of the equation. We need the learning, but you need to marry it with some kind of daily action. So my advice always is this. Focus on things that are so easy that you could immediately get going and try them on for size. That's how you grow. That's how you change things up. So those are some things that you can do. So with that, like I said, this is a quicker podcast than usual. I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. And there's a few things that I want to invite you to do. The first one is, don't you dare dismiss these tips because of their simplicity. I specialize in telling people about these simple little things that they pass by several times a day, sometimes even dozens of times a day, dozens of opportunities each and every day because they're so busy looking for the big answer. And as somebody who's been in sales for 28 plus years, I'm here to tell you there really isn't a big answer. I think that the big answer is doing lots of things right consistently every single day. And if you put your focus on that, I think it's going to give you a very, very good advantage. The other thing I want to invite you to do is a bit of a commercial. And if that bothers you, shut off the podcast. But we're going to go there very, very quickly. This week on Wednesday, I'm going to have part two of a webinar series that I'm doing. And it's on presentation skills. And what we've been talking about, and the name of the series is called Presenting Your Solutions with Impact. And before we go on, I just want to tell you that if Wednesday's not convenient for you, or if you're like, well, I've already missed part one, we record these things for that reason, so that anytime you want, you can get on there and learn. And I think that's a great way to approach it. But I'm very passionate about this subject for a lot of reasons. The first reason why I think all of us have to get better at our presenting skills is because more and more of our decisions are being made by committee. In other words, more than one person where we might have to present our ideas to them. And even if we don't have a scenario like that, you might be saying, no, that never happens to me. It doesn't mean that it can't happen in the future. It doesn't mean that you couldn't benefit also from selling your ideas internally. And last but not least, the other thing that we're focusing on in this series is one-on-one presentation skills. So if you're not in one, you're going to be in the other category. So it's very, very important. We're going to be talking about things like, how do you get and keep the attention of somebody that has way too many things on the brain? How do you keep them engaged in the process? How do you get your solutions to come to life and these intangible things that you bring to the party? How do you make them more tangible? And I think that's a huge opportunity for sales professionals right there. How do you get people off the fence of indifference? So many people just on the fence. They don't want to commit because it's safe. And it's also safe for them to doubt you. So how can we provide powerful evidence to get them off that fence of indifference? Very, very important. For any of you who ever deal with nerves issues, we're talking about that. So there's a lot of tips and a lot of value that I'm giving. So if you're interested in this, please circle back to my webpage, and you'll see on YourSalesPlaybook.com, you'll see some information on how you can enroll. But I would highly encourage you to do it. Again, timing should not be an issue with you because you can view the slides and hear the presentation anytime you wish. And last but not least, I want to encourage you with all of these things that you're learning on the podcast, on YourSalesPlaybook.com with these free sales tips. These things you need to know are completely useless to you until you make a decision to try them on for size and make them your own so that you truly own the ideas. So once again, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get it.